every other mitzvah, make a bracha before, and the bracha is going on the whole mitzvah that follows the bracha. And like every other time, you make a bracha on every mitzvah. You make a bracha on film, for example. So if you talk between any sort of interruption between making the bracha and doing the mitzvah, you're making a bracha. The same is true about Kiyas Shofar. You make a bracha to Kiyas Shofar. Everyone's being yitzah with the person making the bracha. So then, if someone talks, someone makes any interruption between the bracha and the first kia, there's no shadow in that case, you sure have to go back and make a bracha. The only hefsek which possible, it's mutter to make, the makam that you need it, is a hefsek for the tzarech shofar. If the shofar is not working, he's able to go, and is able to ask for another shofar, or start pouring water into the shofar, whatever he has to do to get the shofar to work. And Mr. Brewer says, reading that a story, one time ended up having to say the Yunayim and the Shofar, and that worked. So whatever other type of Tzarech Shofar it is, it must be mafsik. Once you start doing the mitzvah, there is a machlekes in the Rishonim. There's a machlekes by all mitzvahs, and one of the makaris the place can bring down is a machlekes by Shofar. The Rif says that they asked the Rish Masifta, if someone talks between the Tkiyas de Miyushev and Tkiyas de Me'omer, and just to speak out, Miyushev and Me'omer means that Miyushev is the Tkiyas after Kiras Tera, and Me'omer is the Tkiyas which are during the Chazar Shatz and Masif. Now, even though Miyushev, we make to stand, it's mutter to say, that's what it's called Miyushev. So if someone talks between the two of them, so the mitzvah started, it's still going, so there you have to go back. You have to make a new bracha. It's considered a hefsek to mechayev a new bracha. So the Rif says that it's a ligur boy. So you don't have to go back, but it's a bad thing that he did. He made a hefsek in the bracha. The Ran is bothered by that, and he says, what does that mean? The mitzvah started already. He says, if you start bdikas chametz, once you start, then you start the mitzvah, the one long mitzvah. Once the bracha is on the mitzvah, you continue the mitzvah as one long mitzvah. He says also, if someone starts a suda and makes a hamotzi on the suda, now not a mitzvah over there, but the example he says, someone starts a suda, then the bracha is going on everything, even though he's mafsik in the eating of his chal. Because the bracha was on the mitzvah could continue after that, the bracha was already on it.
Kids, there's nothing wrong with talking.
Nothing wrong with talking. Fina. Right. And the also he says,
Taka, no, if you're really good looking.
What? So the Ran says really should mutter, but since this psak came out of the Rish Masifta's mouth, he already said this psak, so it's kedati machmer, even though he himself said that it should be mutter. The Taz passes like the Ran, it says it's mutter to mutter, but most places come say lachatchili should not be mafsik, even though you already started the mitzvah, you should not be mafsik, which is why we're machmer not to talk the whole time throughout. But if someone spoke, then it didn't, not like he like lost it and he could walk out of shul. It's still going on.
It's only between the first 30 and onwards.
So we'll get there in a second.
Did you go there, boy?
Yeah. No? Say shush. Shush him down.
Even though Beth Mizyat said, even though it's only the Chachil?
The Riff is saying, don't be Chayza, but be Gurren, boy. And the Ran's saying, even don't be Gurren, boy. The Ran's saying, even less, the Riff's not saying to go back and make a new bracha. Riff's saying, do the bad thing. And the Ran's saying, even the bad thing he didn't do. So if we're being machmer, that he did a bad thing, but it's not something which mechayev. Mechayev making a bracha. Hmm.
Good? Yeah, I just
want to
know
about
the
Goyren, but... Who's asking about Goyren? The Riff said Goyren.
So the question over here is that we have to define when the mitzvah starts. Once the mitzvah starts, then you have an easier time. You're allowed to be mafsik, and you're allowed to be mafsik anything to do with Kiyas Shofar or tefillah. Even though we said you can't be mafsik after that, like tefillah not, but tefillah and for tzarech shofar, you're allowed to be mafsik.
You can sing along with the shatz during the shatz.
That's all tefillah, yes. And tzarech shofar even says that even say tehillim because it's also tefillah. Everything. Mm-hmm. So your macha is down.
I'm not making it up.
Ashiyatza is the person we talk about, and there's two reasons why Ashiyatza should be mutter. One reason why Ashiyatza should be mutter, Shlomo Zalman says, is because it's a tefillah, like a regular tefillah, not like only tefillah of Rosh Hashanah davening is mutter. Anything that tefillah is mutter to be mafsik. So Ashiyatza is no different. The other chesed mat yashi yatzar. The Mechzitzchak says is a chesed that we say that you might be mastered it because you're shut down very long. May have to be a yatzar again by the end of the davening comes around, and then you lost that opportunity. So because of that, don't be makbid on the hefsek. Make a yatzar that way you don't lose out on that opportunity. That's a yatzar should be mutter. But again, before the mitzvah starts, you can't even do tefillah. So you have to define when is that point the mitzvah started and the tefillah becomes mutter. So this is going to depend on the machlekes, which I'm sure I've spoken about many times, about between Rabbeinu Hai and other rishonim. Rabbeinu Hai says that when we do all the different options of tekiah, shvarim, tshuah, tekiah, and tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, and tekiah, tshuah, tekiah, all of them really are lechatchila and yoytz mitzvah, and you don't have to do it again. You already yoytz the mitzvah after the first set. The Rambam argued on Rabbeinu Hai, and he says that it's a real suffix. So according to Rabbeinu Hai, after you finish the first set, you're deep into the mitzvah.
You did the shot first.
You did the shot first.
So you yoytz it, right?
Even, according to him, you did the shot first, do either one first. Why you pick that order? We'll speak about that in a minute. We'll talk about it later. But as long as they're the first set, you're ready to get to the mitzvah. Now the rest of you are continuing the mitzvah. So if you're there for sure, you're fine. According to the Rambam, then it's all a suffix. So the first set that you're doing is very possible not the mitzvah, you're not starting the mitzvah yet.
So according to him, you can't be mafsik until after the first 30.
The Chayrish Kamash, you can't be mafsik until after the first 30.
Right.
So now the question really is, so why tackle the fee the Rambam is a mutter to do all of that? The Rambam should say they should make three brachas. Make a bracha on the first set, and it could be you're a mafsik. Make a bracha. I'm not going to do seven brachas of kulin. Not going to make a new bracha. But the shaila is that be'etzim what should be happening? Make a bracha on tashrat, and then comes the next set around, and make another bracha because maybe you were mafsik before the mitzvah started.
Maybe you should go for alternate different years.
According to the Rambam, yeah. Should we say be'etzem, not halacha, but should we say that you make a bracha and you're doing tashrat? Now all that
let right, the tashrat itself be a hefsek, right, not the talking.
Right, okay. Exactly.
Because it's a suffix, we don't know.
Because it's a suffix.
No one asked this.
So the pshat, no one asked this. That's the problem.
Suffix hefsek.
I didn't see him yesterday. Somebody asked the guys, Tashrat, the whole set of the Rosh Hashanah should be in Hafsik? The Rosh Hashanah has the Kash in the Tashrat itself. It should be, the Gemara speaks about that.
No, I thought you said that for sure has this Kasha.
Okay, Kabbalah. Okay. But, so the Pshat is going to be that's good for the Tzarek Shafer. The same way that Tzarek Shafer, to bring a Shafer to me.
That's for sure the answer that he gave.
That was Rabbi Yashin, he said in Rabbi Yashin.
So it's all a tzarek shefer. The same thing that the tzarek shefer, you're allowed to go out and say, bring me a shefer. You can say, you can bring me the mitzvah. See, the first one wasn't the right one. It's all doing a tzarek shefer. You're not doing like some foreign coil out there. You're not doing something that's a hefsek. It's all a tzarek shefer. That's why it won't be hefsek according to the Rambam. Now, according to the Rambam, it gets more complicated because we're passing the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch goes to the Rambam. It's a real suffix. So all the tefillahs between each one of the sets that are written in the Machzer, the Pesach are very upset about. So they really shouldn't be saying those tefillahs because maybe you weren't into the mitzvah yet, and you're saying those tefillahs, you'd be mafsik between the mitzvah, between the bracha and the mitzvah.
And that's also considered part of the mitzvah too, no?
That's a tefillah. That's not the shefer itself, it's a tefillah for the for shefer. Mm-hmm. So for that, most Pesach can say, you know, written in the Machzer, you shouldn't be saying it. So Rabbi Yashiv says if you have a minig about it, you shouldn't change a minig, of course. Yeah. But the Be'etzem this feels very problematic. So what we're saying now in the Rambam is we're saying that anything any kia, since it's all the tzarek shefer, that's mutter. Now all this that svar is going to help only with the hefsek when it comes to the bracha itself. It has to make the bracha and mekayin the mitzvah. So there we have a problem. Only mafsek shefer. So this is tzarek shefer. But in the Seder itself, in the Tashrat itself, there's another problem of Hefsek, which is the Gemara over here at Sakasha, the Gemara brings down a Bravo. The Gemara says, it's originally the Gemara thought it meant, he meant these blow, Tkiah, Shvarim, Tru, Tkiah. And that's all you did. So the Gemara said, if Shvarim is the main one, be mafsik between the shvarim and the tkiya afterwards. If true is the main one, and you be mafsik between the tkiya and the shvarim. Because we learn it from Pesukim, there has to be the true has to be sandwiched between two tkiyas. The Gemara's kasha is that this should be if it's the wrong one. And because of that, the Gemara goes and says that in Hanami you're blowing also tkiya shvarim tkiya, and also tkiya true tkiya to take care of this problem. So the Gemara is considering this kol, which you're blowing, to be a hefsek in the Seder. Because even though in the brachas we're saying anything that's a tzarek shev is mutter, but in the Seder you have to have tkiya, and the true sandwich in the middle. And they're not having that, but having another kol in there. Something that tzarek shefer is not getting mutter, sounds like from the Gemara. Now on the Gemara itself, all the Rishonim are very bothered by this Gemara. Because we have a Gemara that says, Shama test kiyas, mitesh b'nei adam, mitesh b'nei adam, that you're going to be into the mitzvah. So, we see from over there that the hefsek between the tkiya and the thing following is not a problem. That's the Hashem's kash in the Gemara. What's the Gemara's problem? It's a hefsek. So who says it's a problem? Hefsek. Not a problem, the hefsek. What's a problem? So now, we don't know what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara says,
maybe there's nothing
in the middle. So what we do see in the Gemara, what it would sound like, it's not mastaver that the guy is sitting there in his chair spacing out for 9 hours.
What? There's no chair of a hefsek? I'm saying, like, in general. Like, if you stop for 2 days...
Right, I mean, if
it's
just a simple part of hefsek, before anything fancy...
There's no, like, sheer, general...
Let's
say you make a bracha and you don't eat your food, right? So there's a certain amount of time you have to eat it.
Kipshutai, without any shtukachtai to mechalik, a hefsek is a hefsek. If you can't have a hefsek, you can't have space either.
So the rabbi, we see it from over there, that there is no problem with hefsek. So as the Rabban, the Rajba, most Rishonim, that what is the Gemara's problem making hefsek between the tkiya and the following? There should be no problem. There should be no problem with hefsek. So the Ran says that the Ran says going there b'natam, and he says that in Chanami there's no problem with hefsek. But if Bavo's whole point was to try to get all options in there and make everyone happy, then we have Shitz Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that tkiya true tkiya is all one mitzvah, and you can't mafsek it. So even though we're not passing that way, are we passing Shema Tei B'Tei Shoyas Yitzin, no problem Hefsek? And is that Shita out there? So because of that Shita, the Gemara's Kash is, if you or Bavo are trying to be careful to get everyone included, then you forgot about Yehuda that says that you can't Mafsek. That's the way the Ran says.
Why wouldn't Tei Shoyas be Hefsek?
It would be. So the Gemara would write not Hefsek.
Why would you be Yitzin there?
Because no problem Hefsek. That's the right Shema bring. But the Ran saying that is that Gemara, but the Yehuda and the Mishnah and Sukkah, you can argue on that.
I wonder if Hai have a problem then.
So according to Rav Hai, there's no problem hefsek ever. But weird.
No, by making a break in between, right?
Yeah, it would be a problem. Right. It would be a problem. Yeah. So it just speaks out. They're not quite sure of Yehuda.
Right.
So according to the Ran, Etzem is agreeing to the problem that the Gemara is saying there's no problem hefsek, and we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara's word kasha and revo is like Rabbi Yehuda is a problem hefsek.
What's
Rabbi Yehuda again? Rabbi holds that tkiya, true tkiya, is all one mitzvah, hefsek. We hold that three separate tkiyuvim, and the halacha is that's be sandwiched between the tkiya by itself and the tkiya by itself. Rabbi holds all one thing. So it's all one mitzvah, you can't mafsek, so according to him, there'd be a problem. But the Ramban says a whole new idea. He says that there's a chilah between stam hefsek and hefsek of a kol of a shofar. So the Ramban, the way it's brought down in Chidushim, says a little different. He says, if you blow the kol of a shofar, the shei mitzvah, then it's going to be hefsek between. But then it's going to be hefsek between the tkiya. It sounds like the Rabbanah Chedushim. If you do it with not mitzvah, if you do just masasik, then there's no problem of a hefsek. Do it for the kind of mitzvah. There's a problem.
So then if you make a mistake and you have to do the whole line again, right, or whatever, then it wouldn't be considered hefsek.
It wouldn't be hefsek, right. But the problem with that is, that the Beis to bring down for their ban in drushes, a little different nusach, and he writes over there there'd be a problem. Any kol v'shreif, whether you mean to blow the mitzvah for the mitzvah, whether you make a mistake, it's always going to be a problem of hefsek. That's the sheet that the Ramban has brought down by Seisef. So, Stan, before we go into the cases, the nafkamina between these two Ramban is obvious. If you blow the shayfer, you don't mean to blow it, it's a mitzvah, you make a mistake, whatever, according to the Ramban in Chidushim, be no problem, because not trying to be a mitzvah with that, it's a mistake. According to the Ramban, as brought down by Seisef, be a problem because it's the call of a shayfer. Also, if there are two shuls next to each other, and you're listening to one guy blow shofar, and then between the stats, you hear someone else blow shofar, or there's a kid playing outside in the hallway, and he's also trying his hand at the shofar, so you got a problem. According to Ramban, it's a hefsek. And the Torah,
hefsek in listening.
Hefsek in listening.
It means you heard a tikkia and then you heard something else before your other true.
You mechavin. What do you mean?
So it's only
hefsek if you mechavin. No, so they're about to chedushim. They're about to bring down. And from Joshua's, there's not.
If you're not being mechavi for tikkia shofar,
you're not mechavi for shofar. The call of a shofar. This the Gemara says that the shama of teshayis is not a problem. That's all talking about stam hefsek, talking or
right.
Spacing
right.
out.
You heard nothing in between.
You're nothing. You heard no shofar in between.
So he must have had a pretty good about the care by him.
See, it really creates a big problem because. If a guy's being the Makari and he wants to be extra Machmer,
he can't be.
He can't Machmer because the problem is if the guy blows a tekiah and then he blows a shvar and he messes up with the shvar. So if he messed up with the shvar for real, so then over there we could say a shvar that maybe it wasn't even a call of a shofar. It wasn't a call of a shofar. It was nothing. But if the guy had a call of a shofar, he meant to look call of a shofar. And you just want to be extra machmer. You want to have like a mikai and be every sheet in the world. So you want to make the guy go back. You're making a problem for yourself. Because by doing that, by making the guy blow shvarim again, you're making a half step between the tekiah before and the tekiah afterwards.
So according to him, what would you have to do? Start again from
the first tekiah.
Not from the first, but
from that tekiah.
From that row, from that set of tashra.
That whole set.
Not the whole set.
No, but that line.
It makes the job of the Makari a lot harder. You can't just I'm gonna be extra Makari, be careful. You're doing that, you make a problem for yourself.
Why is it not good? If it's not good, then you want to be machmir to get every sheet on the books.
So you can't make the guy go back, making half stick, and you have to go back.
Otherwise, there's no reason to make them do the line again. It's good coilers.
To do it, according to Rabban, if you blow the same thing twice, the guy goes and blows a shvarm beautifully, another shvarm beautifully, it's a hefsek.
Yeah, blows a tashat, another
tashat.
No, not second tashat. The guy goes blows shvarm, and then he blows a tkiya, and then a shvarm. Then beautiful, then he blows another shvarm. Another shvarm beautifully, so there's a hefsek, because both of them...
The people that are really mocked me, they make you go back to the first tkiya anyways.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
So that my father does, he did. When my father blows, they make you go back to the beginning of the line.
Does he make you go back after you finish the line, or right at the mistake?
So it depends.
Yeah?
Really? They go back right away?
I know, but if you let him finish the line, then it's maybe it was good, maybe it was
right.
bad.
So
we're making sure.
Exactly. Right.
You have to wait for to get in like all the sheet is for the tashrats, to whatever. And they would wait till after the first 30, and then they would... Nachamot tashrat.
Yeah.
After the tashrats, they would go Nachamot tashrat like 6 times.
Now it's good to know Rabbi Yashiv speaks there. He says that so you have to know which one you're being yitzah. You have to know you're being yitzah tkiya, you're being yitzah shvar, you're being yitzah churah, you're being yitzah. So if you don't know when the second the guy starts, what he's doing, then it could be a problem for you.
For listening, you mean? For
listening. I mean, let's say the idea of tekiah shvar. Now he's doing a tekiah. Which one is that? Is that because is that the first tekiah because he messed up the shvar?
For that, even more than that. The guy starts blowing, and you don't know if that first sound that you got out is the beginning of a shvar or beginning of a tekiah.
If you lose the place for a second, then
you don't know if the makir decided the shvar was
good. Right.
I think the makir should actually tell the tzibur.
So the makir, the minigun, they go back.
The makir,
and he's saying it's a bad kid, then go back. So the guy starts blowing, and all of a sudden he says, you're expecting a shvarim to come, and the kiyah comes. So you were thinking shvarim, and you heard the kiyah. So the Ashur says, the eitz is together on this whole problem, instead of making signs, he says, the eitz is just, you should have in mind that whatever they do, that's good. You should put yourself on the das of the makid about the kiyah, and whatever they're blowing, that's what you're mechavim for.
Surrender.
To get you out all problems, and start... In other words, you heard the Hasuki before, but don't be Tamachacham.
No, both of them. One bang is going back to that one, and two bangs if you're going back to the beginning.
Just for both of them.
So about the Kea has to really be also, meaning not just listening
about
the Kea,
knows what the Mach wants him to do.
Because he hears it. He doesn't know if it's the second key in the line or the third key in the line.
They're communicating.
We'll implement it this year.
I think they do that in Torah Simon. I also think that if he messes up the middle one, he doesn't make him go back until he does the last one.
Maybe because you want to, maybe it was good.
The only reason it wouldn't be good until the end is if it wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, you won't know. He doesn't. He see that he didn't.
But I never know what he's.
Well, that's what he's saying. Yeah.
That's what
he's saying. Have in mind.
I'm bought into him.
Yeah. Start to get on your own.
You really just need the das of the Baltokeh, not the Makre. The Baltokeh is the one you're.
Yeah, everybody's blowing. Now everybody's blowing is what they're deciding.
Get
into Makre.
Get into
Makre. He's with the Makre. Baltokeh is with the Makre.
What?
Baltokeh's das is with Makre.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to hope so.
He has to listen. He hopes so.
Okay. So you
better listen to this, bro.
In other words,
says
about
the game, something.
But the one who's blowing is where you get the mitzvah from.
Yeah, that's true.
What's he blowing?
Whatever the rabbi calls it.
But not what he's saying, what you're blowing.
But I'm blowing what he's telling me to blow.
But the point is, right.
People don't know.
Yeah. Now, like I guess it's between sets that he's blowing. If he, is there an amount of time that can transpire? That, you know, he's just pulling together his concentration.
The way we're learning, there's no problem in time.
Yeah.
There's no problem between sets.
The only problem would be of blowing the shofar. I didn't blow the shofar. In time between it, it's there's no problem with waiting. But getting the second to breathe. Mm-hmm. Let him breathe.
And between blows, is there an amount of time that constitutes
a shofar? Also not, because the Gemara said, if you hear nine hours, you eat it. That could be any time elapsed in between, is fine. Only problem would be a bad cuff.
A bad cuff
or a double cuff.
It works either way. That's because you're so much better.
Could it be that way?
He doesn't know which key he's up to with the makri.
The kavanah falls back in the makre if the careful loses the place.
For kavanah, that's how it works. The makre has all the kavanahs he's supposed to have, right? and about the care,
they should give the guy a bonus if he makes no mistakes.
I said somewhere in the place, the matter was, the place is right. The care should just be blowing. The kavanahs leave it to the makre. His job is to blow.
Really? Is that
double double? Probably one of the type of things. It's probably one of the type of things, depends who you ask. But most people can say that. The Balakia's job is to make sure his time is right, and everything is blow with all his gach.
Without kavanah.
So that's usually the
kavanah for the mitzvah. Kavanah for the mitzvah.
Not for anything
besides for I'm doing this to be here to the mitzvah. That keep
it does it. And yeah. the what do you call it? The
makir.
His kavanahs are what?
The main thing is the mitzvah. Right. The mitzvah. The main other things to have in mind. It just reminded me that the whole idea of having the makri is shver, because the makri is going and he's making a hefsek between the tkiyas. So really, what he's doing is he's doing the tzarech, the shofar, also tzarech, the shofar. The question is, the first time you say tekiya, which most places do say tekiya the first time, so how can you mess up? You have to have like a terrible baltikeya, and the first tekiya, not to know what to do.
You said you're going to dance.
No, what do you mean? No, he's not saying nothing mess up. He's saying that to not know that you have to do the
key. But now that you're mentioning it, l'chaira, nothing happened with the first key until you did the first tashrat. Why?
That's the Tzarech Shofar, though. But Tzarech Shofar,
it's not Tzarech Shofar. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So the Shlosh says the reason why I have a makri is not just to remind to keep play level keep track. Shlosh says the reason why I have a makri is because most makris don't know the Kabbalah behind each coil. So by giving it, saying this is the tkiya that is meant over there. That's spoken about. Because it says if he said even the first one also you should have a makri. I didn't see this Shlo inside. I saw it brought down in the Dish Mishta Brewer, so hopefully it's quoted correctly. Now again, this whole thing is all being mastered between a call and a call. In one call itself, the guy hears the beginning of a tekiya. And then in the middle of the tekiya, he's some sort of thing, he loses his hearing, he's busy coughing, something like that in the middle. There's someone else busy coughing next to him. Then it's a hafsek. The rhythm is burmish to bridge, but a person should not clear his throat. Just cough intentionally in the middle, because you're going to make a hafsek for yourself and for the person next to you. So the reason for that is because by the tekiya, yeah, you're being yetzer, you have to hear the beginning and the end. Right? So now, if you're making a break in the middle, then you're breaking your tekiya in half. So obviously, if you got less the guy is having this major coughing attack, usually you can cough in here at the same time. Unless there's some sort of a fire alarm that goes off, if I just can't hear the guy b'chlal, then usually it's not going to cause a problem in the halach.
Or you're in the women's section.
Yeah, the women's section. That's also.
And all the babies.
Someone starts crying. Now, what the heck happens if a guy starts blowing, and he makes a mistake, and he starts blowing and the coil goes dead in the middle.
Don't they give time to cough in between sets?
That thing is for the Valdekeir to breathe. Right. That's his word down in the Shem. So that's for Jurgen, not for ours. So if a guy blows and he messes up, so is that. Not like he's yotze and he messes up the kol came out bad. So even according to the Ramban, who says that any kol is going to be hefsek, that's only a kol of a shofar. If it's not a kol which is an unidentified sound which happens to be coming out of a shofar, then it's not called a kol shofar. And the way the Torah paskins are, even though the Torah paskins says any kol is a hefsek, a niskal, you make a mistake, you're doing it wrong or wrong, that will not be a problem. There will not be a problem. Have sick, nothing wrong with going back again. You don't have to start over from the tekiya again. Now the Atzim Svara that the Ramban says that because the Ramban's answer to this kasha, he says because we have because the kol shofar is worse. A kol shofar is worse, and the Ramban Shachadushim says that kol shofar, the shei mitzvah is to be more of a hefsek than not l'shei mitzvah. So it comes to the hefsek, that's their mansavar. And it comes to the other problem of that they're dealing with. That's a big problem about Taisif. Because contrary to popular belief, the pasuk only says tkiya, true, tkiya, three times. Not a lot more than that. So even though you go to some places they could blow like 920 kailas, the pasuk didn't say all that. So it'd be a problem of Baal Taisif. So the Shem don't ask that case, because I can't imagine they did that back then. The Shem's problem is even doing a tashrat and doing a tashrat again by the moment should be a problem for Taisifus, another Shem, there should be a problem about Taisif. You relate to the mitzvah, you're doing it again. And the answer the Shem give.
Why is he doing it again?
He's doing it again because, so the Rashba says, how can it be about Taisif? The Gemara is doing the Gemara doing again.
No,
he's doing it again because that's what says the Machshavah to do. But Midiraisa, you're only supposed to do it once, and then you do a Yushuv and Omid.
Why isn't the whole Omid about Taisif?
No, the Gemara says the Gemara is a kasha. Why are you blowing by the kids the Yushuv and kids the Omid? And the Gemara says why are you doing it twice? Because La'av is Satan. But Taisif is a very good idea, but you're being over Taisif by doing that. You like that kasha?
I don't remember seeing it.
That's not in this Taisif.
Not in this Taisif.
Oh. Not in this Taisif. Discuss
that whole thing also. This Taisif on
Tazayim Abyss. Now we're going to look tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
Right. So the whole idea of doing it twice to not talk about
that. So why is extending the Tekiah not about Taisif either?
So extending the Tekiah, that's all part of what the Tekiah is. So you take making the Tekiah.
But technically there's a minimum that you have to do. So once you do the minimum, you should stop. You shouldn't do 8-second Tekiahs if that's the case, no?
Because Baal Taisif is adding on to the mitzvah. If I'm defining
right,
mitzvah this way,
right, so it's not considered Baal Taisif then.
Yes. So over here, you're doing the whole thing again. So the Rashba says the answer that it can't Baal Taisif because that's the Gemara is supposed to be doing. So that's supposed to be doing. It's not Baal Taisif. Mm-hmm. Very simple answer. But a Taisif and other Shem say,
I thought the question is how could there be something to do it if that's Baal Taisif. You can't answer it. They were not going to do it.
So it means because of the. No, what you're saying is that the cash, not a cash. Okay. So the Ramban and Tais also says this. Berach the same thing. They say that no problem about Taisif because there's no problem about Taisif by doing the same mitzvah twice. But Taisif is only adding on to the mitzvah. If a guy wants to take a lulav, an esrog, hadassim, and rovos, and an apple, there's a problem because that's Baal Taisif, you're adding on to the mitzvah itself. If a guy wants to take all the dalaminim and shake it once and then shake it again, no problem, do the same mitzvah twice. So that's all when you're doing it, the Shem mitzvah, you're doing it twice. Doing the Shem mitzvah, you're doing it, no problem about Taisif. If you're going out to add on to the mitzvah, another mitzvah yourself, that's where the problem with Taisif comes in. And one of the cases they give is if a guy blows two shayfas at once, there'd be a problem about Taisif.
You don't have to do 50 kiyas then.
What is that?
You don't have to do half the amount.
Same as
doing two
shots. Yeah, a person sits in a sukkah, another more than what is supposed to.
Extra day, that would really be a problem with Taisif. Because
you're not over here you're adding on the amount of tkiyas. So over here you're adding on the day, it's the same thing.
No, but over here I'm doing the mitzvah as it's written, twice. But there you're adding on to the mitzvah.
The mitzvah doesn't say sitting in the sukkah.
The mitzvah doesn't say sitting in the sukkah this day.
Eight,
so you're adding
six,
on to the mitzvah. Here you're doing, whoever said in the Torah, I'm doing it twice. So here, this idea of doing a l'shem mitzvah is really because of Baal Taisif is helping you out, whereas when it comes to hefsek, it's really messing you up. Now the kasha that the Rishonim asked, we said before, the Ramban and everyone asked, is that why how could the Gemara ask the kasha on Rebbe Vo as a problem of hefsek? How could the Gemara ask that kasha? If the Gemara says Shama Taskiyas B'Tashayis Yetzes, there's no problem Hafsik. That's the kasha that the Rishonim asked. Why is there a problem of being mafsik between the Tekiah and the Shvarim, or between the Shvarim and the Tekiah? There's no problem of Hafsik. So the Rebbeinu Tam has brought down this to the end. There is the Rebbeinu Tam says because of the Rebbeinu Tam's minhag was not like ours. Our minhag is to do after Malchus Kanes and Shefers, the one time Tashrat, one time Tashrat, one time Tashrat. The Tam's minhag was to do each time Tashrat. Why? The real time says because you're better off doing it that way, and you're here to the mitzvah because you have all the kolos, all the options in there, and don't worry about the hafsek. What's his raya? Because the Gemara says, "Shavat Shavat Taskiyas Tashayis Yetsa." So the Rebbeinu Tam took this Gemara and said, Gufa, there is really no problem. Either the Gemara has the Kasha on the Bravo. Probably the Rebbeinu Tam is going to be, say like the Rebbeinu Tam is broke down in the Rad and the Ritzvah Bashir Rebbeinu Tam to answer this Kasha. That the Gemara is going to take care of the Shittah of Rabbi Yehuda. That he holds us all one mitzvah, the problem of Hafsek. But it really is no problem. So that's why his minhag was to do Kasha three times. Now, there's another need in the Rishonim as to why is the order that we do Tashrat first, Tashrat afterwards, and Tarat last. Why is that the order? The Chayra, if you learn the Gemara, it should be the exact opposite. The Mishnah says the Shir of a Shvar. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Mishnah says, I'm sorry, Trua. The Braisa says the Shvar. In other words, by defining what a Trua is, the Braisa defines a Trua to mean a Shvar. And the Erbevo is the one who comes with a new idea, maybe it's both. So the order should be Mishnah, Braisa, Erbevo. We're doing the exact opposite. So the Ritva said that according to Rabbeinu Hai, that says, Yetzir with all of them. It's with all of them, and the reason why we're repeating it is only because it only could make everyone happy. Make all the people who don't know the halacha happy. So he says that's why we're doing that order. Because we're going up in levels. We're going now, we're doing first the Bavo, after that we're going to do the Brace, after the Mishnah. To show that really Yetzir with the Mishnah, but we're doing all this because I'm going to show the Yetzir even with that. To prove the point. The Ramban, it says Ramban and Joshua says different tarot. He says the reason why he's going backwards is because it's not right to do the Mishnah first and do something else, because they're showing that we don't really trust the Mishnah. That way we're doing the Tashat first and then it's a reverse. Maybe you do the Braisa, or maybe that's also not going to do the Mishnah, which is the ultimate way to do. So as he says, the other way to show that we're not some disregard what the Mishnah says to do. We don't have any chashash. We do the Mishnah says, we're still not yitzah.
It could be also because Shrak is really the gauge. Shrak's the longest one. So that one should be first. So you know the other two have to be shorter. The second one has to be shorter than the first one. The third one has to be shorter than the second one. If you do the second, third one first, then you don't. Could be you do it too long and you have the second
saying,
one.
Get your tekiyas going.
Get your tekiyas
going. You have that tekiyah going.
And then the second one has to be shorter than the first one, and the third one has to be shorter than the second one.
So you cover
yourself. That's the shear, so you know what the shear is by the longest one, so at least you...
Yeah, but before a shunning, you practice this.
Okay. We hope.
I get you.
You're in the mode of doing the long tekiyah.
Right.
So maybe...
According to Rambam, that's a suffix. You explain why you do the disorder?
According to Rambam, it's a suffix. The kasha is on the Rambam also, because that's what the kasha is. If it's a suffix,
these three
are going to answer it, yeah. The real suffix. Not the rest of the answer, Rabbeinu Hai, to say that's not a suffix. So maybe according to this Rabbeinu Tam that we said, the problem that you're better off doing Tashrat, you have all the kailos in there, maybe that would be a reason why you did Tashrat first. Because you have a problem over here. You're doing making the bracha, and you're doing different options to get to the right one. So maybe the Rabbeinu Tam would say that, very nice, Rabbeinu Hai, that you're trying to show. Very nice in the Ramban that you're trying to show us that really we're not disregarding the Mishnah. By doing that, you're making hafsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. So there could be the answer to this question could be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is do Tashrat first. Either hafsek in the kol itself, hafsek over there also. There's no problem with hafsek, but the hafsek between the bracha and the between the bracha and the mitzvah, there we have to have the kind of hafsek, and that's why we do Tashrat first to take care of this problem. Tashrat, you have all the options in there. You have the shvarim, you have a tshuva, you have both.
You have hafsek
between the tekiyah and there. So to that we have the gemara shama test tekiyah tashrayis yetsa. But as a problem between the bracha and the tekiyah. If something in between, but if something
more
in between,
Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree
with the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam goes to that Gemara and says because of that, I did Tashrat, but after Malchus Kohen Shev first, because no problem with Hefsek. Yeah. Not going with the Ramban. So, but the only problem that we're dealing with over here is between the bracha and the tkiya. So that's why maybe we do the tashrat first, because this cheshbon to get to make sure there's no hefts between the tkiya is in the bracha and the tkiya. Okay. Good.